El Paso will experience its very own Festival of Chariots, which will feature a traditional parade of the ancient Rath Yatra celebration. We're all invited to enjoy authentic Indian music, kirtan, theater performances, yoga, meditation, and transcendental booths, a gift shop, and of course, a free vegetarian feast. The El Paso Festival of Chariots will take place on Saturday, October 2nd, and will kick off at 12 p.m. with a traditional Festival of Chariots, Rath Yatra Parade. Here to tell us all about it is festival organizer Mari Nair. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
So, Mari, before we jump into the Festival of Chariots, I think it's important that we share your story about how you got to El Paso and then, you know, what inspired you to bring this tradition to our city.
So, Marina, I grew up in Mumbai, India, and came to the States in 99 for my college in Philadelphia, after which lived in Vail, Colorado, and arrived in El Paso exactly 12 years this October with the acquisition of our first hotel here. It was the former Holiday Inn. Felt like El Paso was going to be a transitionary place for us between Colorado and Texas. And a year into renovations, we started falling in love with this city, the people, and found more opportunities to develop another hotel here and some more hotels in the West Texas area. Fast forward 12 years, and by the grace of God, we've been at upward of 40 hotels in the Texas area, ranging from El Paso all the way to Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio.
And so, I mean, you had told me personally that this is something that you've been wanting to do for El Paso. Why is it so important for you to bring the Festival of Chariots here to us?
So, you know, the last 18 months, I think worldwide, we have all, it's been a heavy time with everything going on. And this festival is a cultural festival that has been going on in India for centuries, and it really represents a timeline of peace, prosperity, And it feels like after this, dismal period, to be able to celebrate with music, dance. And it's something that I grew up with in India. It was something that represented, good fortune and peace. And it seems like an optimal time to bring it to El Paso and share it with our wonderful community.
So tell us about Rath Yatra, because it's... you're building these elaborate chariots. There are actual chariots that are coming to El Paso, and there's an actual parade, but there's a lot of symbolism behind it. And I think we're in for a treat, and I really want to get people excited about it. So can you tell us about the parade, the chariots that are being built for us and all of that?
So the literal translation in Sanskrit of Rath Yatra, Rath meaning, the chariot, and Yatra meaning the procession, it represents, and actually it goes back millenniums when you look at the Vedic philosophy, and it really represents the form of God coming out and open into the public to display his unlimited mercy. So there's a really sweet esoteric mood to this to the festival. And it's represented by us pulling the ropes off the chariot, asking God to come into our hearts, hence the music and the dance. And we have some tremendous musicians, world famous bands like the Mayapuris coming in, world-class drummers, of classical Indian musical instruments that are going to be singing, dancing. Amazing vegetarian food, we're going to have some theater performances by some fantastic artists that are going to represent parts of the Vedic culture. And, so it's a fun event. The first one was hosted by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada in 1967 in San Francisco. And ever since then, every year around every major city around the world, this is a festival that has happened. When I came to the States, I would often visit the ones in New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. And I'm grateful that we've had this opportunity to bring this most illustrious, wonderful festival to our great city of El Paso.
So what do you want people to gather from coming to this festival?
I'd just like for people to come and have some fun, you know, eat some good food, dance, listen to some wonderful music, and just enjoy the sweetness of this festival. It's a totally free festival. It's open to everybody. And, you know, I've had several friends that I've invited in the past that have come and, you know, shared some incredible experiences going back. There's a mystical, you know, transcendental feel to this to this festival, you know, and I think one has to come to experience it, and you know how amazing this experience could be, you know?
So speaking of the transcendental piece, there's yoga booths. I mean, is it just come ready to experience, come with an open heart, open mind, and jump in? Is that really the spirit of things?
Yeah. So our we're looking at starting the parade, which is about an 8-block walk, starting from the City Hall parking lot across the Hotel Indigo, going around San Jacinto Plaza and coming back to the City Hall parking lot, which is our staging area. So we hope the procession is going to be about an hour and a half to two, which will be our parade. And in the parking lot, we will be setting up the Festival of India. This is a group that travels around the country and they set it up. It's a combination of multiple tents that will be serving out you know, free vegetarian food. There's going to be tents with yoga and meditation. There's going to be question and answer tents. We're going to have a tent with face painting and, you know, magic show for kids and a stage area where we'll have the Mayapuris performing, some theater performances. And we're speaking with other artists and we're still working on the itinerary. So we want some of it to be a surprise. But it's you know, it's going to be a mini fair. You know, of you know, cultural explosion of you know, the transcendental side of India, which we hope to share with the rest of the city.
Now let's talk about the Mayapuris, because they are a big deal. How did you get them to come to El Paso?
You know, so I've been hearing this group for years. You know, they're experts in kirtan, which is basically you know, chanting of the sacred hymns using, you know, these old ancient musical instruments like the mridanga, which is a clay drum from the western part of India, and have, you know, it's been on my number one playlist. and when I was thinking of this festival and saying, you know, who do we bring in as a headliner that can really showcase and display this culture of music? They were the first people that came to my mind. And grace of God, you know, we reached out to them, and you know, it was an immediate yes. So it almost seems like everybody we've approached for this festival has been easy. All the doors have been opening. So I have to believe that this was something that was meant to be. And you know, so we're really, really excited to have them. They're flying in just for this event for a day, and incredible musicians, you know. So it's going to be fun.
It sounds like, I mean, just anecdotally, I think I was telling you this before we started recording. I have a friend who has an Airbnb, and he's like, I've got people coming from Tucson to come to the Festival of Chariots. I think like those folks that know what a big deal it is. And I mean, I hope we get to know what a big deal it is again. Do you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you think this is something that you'll continue to do, or what's your thought on that?
Marina, that's the plan. I you know, it's interesting you mentioned Tucson. We have folks, almost 100 plus people that are coming in from Dallas just for this event. I've had people reach out to us from New York, LA, Philadelphia. So it's you know, so I'm excited for a lot of these people, the first time coming to our city, that have experienced this festival in their cities and around the world, and know how amazingly, they have had incredible experiences and are willing to come, you know, and take the ride to El Paso to experience this, you know. So I think we're going to have, you know, we're hoping to have thousands of people. That's the plan, so they can come, listen, enjoy the music, eat some great food, you know, do some yoga, do some kirtan, lots of, you know, we're going to have several monks that are going to be coming to visit us. So we're going to have these quest and answer booths, and make it as fun as possible.
A logistical question. How do you plan? Because it's an open event. How do you plan to have enough food for everyone? How does that, how do these folks plan that piece? Because that's a lot of cooking, right?
It's a lot of cooking. We were fortunate enough to bring in two or three chefs that generally cook for large events, and came up with a menu that we felt was scalable. Our plan is to cook for at least 2,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And we'll also have a vegetarian food truck on site. So in case the food runs out, that's our backup plan, our small food truck.
So can you give us a sneak peek into the menu, or are we going to have to learn that when we get there?
I think we got to save some excitement for the folks that are coming, you know?
Okay, I agree. I mean,
it's all vegetarian, and it's going to be a combination of some Indian items and some Mexican items. So we wanted to bring in, obviously, being in El Paso, the cultural side from a culinary standpoint too. But it's a fun menu, and I've tasted the food of some of these chefs, and they're incredible. So I'm excited for everybody to try it.
Okay, so I know you've said it multiple times that you hope people come and have a good time. Anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
Well, I want to invite everybody from our beautiful city to come feast, dance, and enjoy this most glorious festival of the Chariots with us.
All right, there you have it. Today, my guest has been Mari Nair, and we've been talking about the Festival of Chariots. It's going to happen on Saturday, October 2nd, next weekend, and it kicks off with the parade, which is the actual Festival of Chariots. That happens at 12 p.m., and then it'll go into the night. So I would suggest getting there early so you can experience the parade and have some good food. Mari, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.